Hit us, Scully.
Today, my survey question is, 32% of people admit they've done this when they couldn't sleep. Ooh. What is it? What do you do when you can't sleep, Mickey?
Would it be... Hey, yeah. Una!
Una's mind straight away.
Una, you are...
Some of us are in the gutter. No, we're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it, Una.
I swear that didn't come into my head. I swear.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about, actually.
Is
it listening to rain sounds, Scally? Can we move on?
It's not listening to rain sounds, but that supposedly does help people. But yeah, no. Or waterfalls.
Is it count all the characters in Fair City?
Very that, specific.
Come on now.
That's what my mother does to fall asleep. She counts all, she doesn't count sheep, she counts the characters in Fair City and she falls asleep. So.
Wow. There's far too many of them in that show.
That's why you fall asleep. You can't think of them all by the end of it. Yeah. It's not the answer, Una. No. Your mother's got a trick there, though, yeah.
She does, yeah.
Is it turning your pillow so that you get the cold side
oh,
of it?
Oh, there, yeah. That's a good idea, yeah. Or having there, one leg out. You don't do that, but
I
normal people
do. I don't stick a leg
do.
Out, no, because is there a pillow that has been invented that is all that just stays cool?
It's got a
so
cooler
you don't
inside
have to,
it or something.
Yeah, you don't have to turn it around all the time.
That'd be a great invention.
Yes.
That's a very
it
good
must,
idea.
There must be one out.
For some reason, last night, I turned my pillow over thinking it was going to be cold and it was still fucking hot.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
It was really annoying.
Yeah, this weather's got us all odd because it's not nice weather outside, but it's still warm. It's not the answer, guys, you know.
087-1102-107.
32% of people admit they've done this when they couldn't sleep. What is this?
Get a voice note in, get a text in, and we will come back to it. Fire away, Scully.
32% of people admit they've done this when they couldn't sleep is my question today. What is it?
087-1102-107. Philip.
Thirdly, do people use the breathing technique that US Marines and the likes use? So it's like breathe in through the nose, hold it, and let it out after a few seconds.
That's awful specific.
Yeah, but that is supposed to, breathing exercises supposedly can help you sleep.
Yeah, they
I've heard that. Sleep therapists tell me that.
Squeezing your toes as well.
Oh, yeah.
Squeeze your toes and stretch your legs. Yeah, something
like
that.
Did you just make that up on the spot, or have you actually heard that?
No, there's something about squeezing your toes, yeah, and contracting muscles, and then squeeze your toes and everything, then
let them go.
Relax.
And the relief, yeah.
I'm going to try that later on tonight. Lynn?
Hi, if people can't sleep, would they go down and get a glass of milk? It works for me before I go to bed anyway.
Just a nice glass of milk, yeah. It's close to the answer. It's not quite there, Lynn, though, no.
They would say hot milk is the one to go with, because that kind of relaxes everything, yeah.
Oh, the smell of it.
Hot milk, to me, is a no.
087-1102-107. One more time, Scally.
32% of people admit they've done this when they couldn't sleep. What is it?
A voice note or a text, please. One last time, Scally.
32% of people admit they've done this when they couldn't sleep. But what is it?
087-1102-107. Sonia.
Is it 32% of people who can't sleep go down and end up having a cup of tea?
Ooh. Good shout. My sleep therapist had said herbal tea is the way, and it didn't work for me. But no, it's not the answer, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Could be a higher percentage of people.
Sinead.
Hi, guys. Is it some Caval tea or some herbal tea? Sinead in that picture.
Yeah, they're both on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
You get a hemp tea that's good for sleep.
Hemp?
Empty.
Like, have you tried it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like all those different teas are just disgusting.
Well, I wouldn't be a fan of like an Earl Grey or anything like that.
Green tea?
Oh, no,
ew.
I don't.
Oh, yeah,
it's
no.
A pity because it's so good for you. Yeah, I don't like it either.
Yeah. No, not the answer, I'm afraid.
Okay, Scully, you better reveal it.
The answer is, like, I don't know why I do this as well. If I can't sleep, 32% of people go down and look in the fridge for a snack.
Snacks.
You just have a late night snack.
Ah!
Snacks.
Snacks.
Snacks. I wouldn't be able... You'd wake yourself up too much going down having snacks.
The light of the fridge.
Yeah.
Imagine that blaring in your eyes. Unless you had sunglasses going down like they do on Love Island. That's what they do when they wake up. They all have their sunnies on.
Oh, yeah. Weirdos. Love Island.
Egypt.
Yeah.
Let me lift you up. With Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
This is a game that we like to call Rhyme It.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Who came up with that song?
Me!
Who'd you think? This is creative over there.
Hey! I love that song. It's one of my finest moments. Yeah.
That was me being genuine.
Oh, right.
Does nobody get on to you about singing lessons, no?
What?
Rhyme it, explain the game.
So we give you a word and then we ask you questions. And every question we give you, the answer has to rhyme with that particular word.
Okay.
Okay, do you understand it now, Mickey?
Gotcha.
And you can win the contents of Una's drawers, basically.
I got a lot of goodies in my drawers.
What's in there?
What's in there?
Schnecks.
And tickets. Rumour has it I have tickets in my drawers this week.
Woo! Let's go, girls.
Is that a hint?
Yeah.
Very good. Who have we got on the line?
Hello, Blah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, all good.
Whereabouts are you today?
I'm in Galway.
You're on your holidays, aren't you?
I am. I'm a teacher, so the teacher's life, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Una hates teachers.
I don't. No, there was a time in my life where I might have been genuinely a little bit bitter and jealous. You know, the green-eyed monster is coming out about your holidays. But since I had children, my respect for teachers is just unbelievable. The work you have to do with looking after kids. So, do you know what? You deserve the holidays. I grudgingly admit it.
Blah, are you primary or secondary school?
I'm primary.
Oh, excellent. What class did you have this year?
So I had the autism class this year.
Oh, great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And will it be changed next year?
No, I'm still in the same class next year. So it stays the same for a couple of years usually.
Fantastic. And are you going on any holidays or do you have any plans, Amun Tori?
I don't have any plans yet, but I want to make one because I'm kind of like, I'm a few days off now and I need to do something.
You have a bit of spare time. What else have you had?
Exactly.
My sister's a primary school teacher as well, and she's got 3 holidays inside the next month.
She did right. Where's she off to?
She's going to Greece with us next week. Then she's off to Croatia, and then she's back to Italy.
Oh my God.
It's the way to do it.
It is the way to do it.
Yeah, until she's looking for a loan off me. Do you know what I mean? Like, Blow, we're going to play a game of Rhyme It. Are you ready?
I think so.
Great. You'll be fine.
Good luck, Amun Tori.
5 is the score to beat Blah. So, good
okay,
luck.
Okay, I'm going to give you a countdown. Ready?
Hold on a second. I must give her a word.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So, your word, Blah, is chew. Chew. C-H-E-W. Chew. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Ready. Perfect. Steady. Go.
Scooby's nephew is called Scrappy what?
Do.
When I play a game of snooker, I can't hold this properly.
Q.
Small mouse-like mammal with a long snout.
Shrew.
Once I was so cold, my lips went what?
Blue.
My hotel room balcony had a beautiful what?
View.
The cartoon bear is called Winnie the what?
Who?
I used to love going on school trips to the what?
Zoo.
My bird table fell over in the garden when the wind what?
Blew.
What a performance.
Wow. Okay,
Very good.
The klaxon came in just before your last answer, so we've got 7 according to Scully. That
you
is a cracking score. Performance.
Well, what would you expect now from a Moon Tour Blah in Galway? Unbelievable. You got 7. Thanks. Well, I would have given you the 8, to be fair, but they're...
You would have done, but no, the rules are the rules.
They're lousy. It was on the nose, to be fair.
Blah, I have to say, wherever you plucked out Shrew from,
yeah,
well done. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't know how I thought of that.
Would you get the next question now? Just for pigiring, I'm going to ask you, right? Because myself and Micheál had a little conversation about this, right? So, if I need caffeine, I go and make myself a what?
Brew.
What?
There you go.
Out of the park.
We really didn't think
you'd
get
it. What was wrong with that question?
Because it's a pure, it's an English question.
My granny says brew.
Oh, does she?
And she lives over here all her life, yeah.
Oh, I never
A cup of brew, love. A cup of brew.
Put on brew.
Give me an extra point.
I was giving you the 8 now, Blah, but your look there you have it now. They're stingy. But anyway, 7 is an unbelievable score.
7 is very, very good. Okay. You're in the lead now for the week. So well done to you. And thank you so much for listening to iRadio.
Thanks a million, guys. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Enjoy your holidays.
Are you
on my TV? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Yesterday on the show, Marty was in. What the hell were people getting up to on WhatsApp?
So, Marty revealed to us yesterday that, because I asked him, I don't know what we were talking about. I said, where was the strangest place you ever did a wee? And he told us that Marty did a wee in a coffee cup. On the side of the road.
You were very confused about the whole situation.
I was, but until clarity came when he told us that it was an empty coffee cup, and that it was raining outside. He didn't want to get out of the car, so he just
filled up the coffee cup.
Filled up the coffee cup, yeah. Wow. And I told him he was disgusting.
He is disgusting.
Disgusting, Mickey.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting. But then loads of people are getting in touch about strange places that they did a wee, and I don't think anyone will beat Lenny's voice note.
Oh, hi, guys. Lenny here. Yeah, so strangest one for me for the bathroom was I was playing in a fancy hotel in Dublin. I was DJing. And I looked over and I seen the queue out the bathroom. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to make that. So I downed one of these big bottles of Lucozades. And I timed the music just right that I went on blackout with all the lights. I switched on the strobes to blind everybody. While I relieved myself into said Lucozade bottle behind the DJ booth while staring at a good 250 people. Yeah. Not my most golden hour, but, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
He says not his most golden hour. It's very much a golden hour, I would say.
Very much a golden hour. I just, you know, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And I admire his invention skills. And his creativity.
I wish he got caught by the bouncer and he got chucked out.
Oh, come on. Where's the strangest place you did a wee-wee?
Probably off a boat abroad in Greece, I would say.
That's shocking.
What? It's into the sea. When you go for a swim in the sea, do you go for a pee? Yeah, you do.
Obviously, I don't. I would never do that to the ocean.
If you go swim with me in the sea, there'll be a warmth little current underneath you.
I will never go swimming with you. Okay, so off a boat. Mine was, and it wasn't my finest moment, but it was in New York at a subway station.
No.
I had to.
I couldn't.
All the toilets were locked up. It was really late at night. So it was like behind this kind of pillar waiting for the subway. Yeah, behind a column. Mm. Like if the cops in America, they could have thrown me in the slammer.
In the slammer.
You wouldn't have deserved it there in that situation.
I didn't deserve it.
Public
indecency. Not public indecency. You couldn't see anything, but I couldn't. I'm only human.
Yeah. Oh, I was telling Mr. Trump. We were just talking about the weirdest places we've been for a wee. 087-1102-107. Who's been in touch? Well, we've got Philip. Philip, where are you, son? There you go.
So,
Hello.
When we went in our deads, it was about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours away on the bus. Oh. And we needed somewhere to go to the toilet. So we bought some empty 5 litre bottles on the bus with us. And they'd run the business.
5 litre bottles? How much were you weighing?
And did you get rid of them afterwards? Tell me you didn't leave them on the bus for the bus driver to be dealing with.
Imagine the bus driver was like, I'm thirsty, and he found bottles down the back, and he was like, oh, I left this here earlier on, and he's just gunging it down.
Stop. Remember the song, Stop the Bus, you want to wee-wee.
Emma.
Morning, guys. So I'm a 5-year-old, and no matter when you tell him that use the toilet before you go, he always ends up into this like nervous wee mode.
Yeah.
So yesterday evening we had the other little one at a music lesson, and we're sitting outside the house and it's raining, and he's like, I need a wee. So I had to down my cup of coffee that I was only after getting and let him wee into it. But he's constantly at it because we were on a bus recently and the same thing happened. He'd just gone to the toilet for a wee. And we weren't 5 minutes on the bus, and he says, I need a wee. So I took down the bottle of water and let him wee into the bottle on the bus. Not one of our proudest moments, but hey, look at, he's only 5.
There's nothing worse than a bus without a toilet.
Oh, it's so bad. And then when you have to, you really need to go, so you have to ask the bus driver to stop, and everyone who's on the bus is really annoyed at you. But like, you have to go, we have to go.
And then they're looking at you out the window, and you're just there at the side of the road.
The walk of shame.
See, as you always said, lads are so easy going because we can just go to the side of the road, whereas it's like a full procedure when a girl needs to go to the side of the road.
So in the bodysuit or something as well.
Well, you need someone to come out to kind of to hide cover you. You need it, like,
but also, like, it's easy for us to aim.
Exactly. Just men, you have it.
You carry
so much easier, don't she, huh?
To carry a shiwi around with you just in case.
A shiwi? Shiwi. I don't carry a shiwi around with me. I've no bother getting out of the car and just going by the side of the road. If I gotta go, I gotta go. If men can do it, why can't women do it?
Dead right, I completely agree.
Yeah.
We don't condone public peeing, though.
No, we don't. Unless you're pregnant, then it's allowed.
Then it's allowed.
You can pee anywhere you want when you're pregnant.
087-102-107. Keep your voice notes, keep your texts coming in. Where's the weirdest place that you've had a pee? The stranger, the better. 087-1102-107. We're talking about the weirdest places that you've been for a wee. 087-1102-107 to get in touch. Who have we got? Nicole in Athlone, I think. Hello.
I was down at the Galway West Mead match there a few weeks ago, and for anyone that came out afterwards, there was mad traffic, but I brought my toddler with me, 3 years of age, and he needed to go to the toilet. Now, we're stuck in Galway City coming out in the traffic. Someone with me, so we had to kind of swap. I had to get him in. I had to get him to wee into one of the sand buckets that we had in the back. And then, like, there was a lot of wee. I was surprised he held it in that well. And I then had to, like, just open the door and dump it out into the middle of the street because I wasn't risking that spilling all over the car.
Needs must.
Needs must is right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I called you Nicola. It was Nicola in Athlone. Sorry.
Handy that they had the bucket there in the car as well. You know,
always have a bucket just in case.
Always have a bucket. Yeah.
What else would you do? You'd have to, it'd seep into the seats or something. I don't know where you would go.
If you didn't have the bucket?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd probably have, I always have empty bottles of sparkling water in my car anyway because I haven't forgotten.
Because you've got everything in
the
car.
I've got everything in the car, yeah. So it'd be handy.
Or maybe you'd have to just put down the back window in the car and just hang the child out the window.
But think of the splashback.
Oh, in the wind.
Needs must. 087-1102-107. Keep them coming in. We've got another Nicola in Moat this time.
So I didn't pee in a weird place, but I had an issue. We were on holiday and I was wearing a play suit. And when there's nothing worse, you have to take the whole play suit off to go to the toilet. But took the play suit down. Weed. Realised I hadn't pulled my underwear down. So, yes, had to take them off, throw them in the bin. Luckily, play suits are not a skirt, and just carried on with my evening. So, yeah, not a weird place, but a weird situation with my wee.
Can I just say thank you so much for oversharing this morning?
Like,
That is what we are here for.
Yeah, but it happens. You know what I mean? That's life. That is real life. Thank you so much for sending that in. I'm sure that's happened to a million other women listening right now.
For sure.
For sure.
Keep them coming in on WhatsApp, please.
So, a friend of mine recently demonstrated the lengths a mother will go to for their children. There ain't nothing like the love of a mama bear.
Mm.
So, a mother and her 4-year-old son were in a shoe shop, very crowded shoe shop, and the son went up to his mom and said, "Listen, I need to do wee-wees and I can't hold it. It's coming now. It's coming. Like, what am I going to do?" So she was like, "No bother." Well, she sat down. She put her little boy on her lap and she said, "You do wee now and it's all good." So he did a wee on her lap. And then the two of them walked out like nothing happened and got themselves cleaned up.
Oh my God, would you not be afraid that it would seep into your trousers?
Well, it obviously did seep into her clothes. But I mean, it was either that or he was just going to wee on the floor of the shoe shop. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Took one for the team. That has definitely taken one for the team.
I prefer that, like...
What?
Not someone else cleaned it up.
But then the kid's embarrassed.
See, that's the difference between you and a mama. That's the difference,
Micheál.
See?
I'm selfish, you see. I'm so selfish. We are currently going through the weirdest places that you have been for a wee in the past.
And these are amazing. They're wild.
Wild.
Yeah. I had to come back to it because there's such good voice notes, yeah.
Dawn?
Hi, guys. So, years ago, when I was 17... we were on a night out, me and two friends, and we were out and we missed the bus, so we had to walk back to mine. And it wasn't a long walk, whatever, but I was dying to pee. So I went into one of the fields by my house, and crouched down, took a pee, whatever, didn't think anything of it. Next morning, woke up and my bum was really, really itchy, like the top of my bum. And I was like, what the hell happened? And then I realized that I had all bubbled on my butt because I must have peed in a big bunch of nettles. So that being said, I had to ask my mother to go and get me dock leaves. So it was very, very painful.
Oh my God, sting off that land.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Ouch.
In nettles. Oh Lord. Talk about a wilder pee gone wrong.
Oh. And only the next morning she realised.
And then having to rub your backside with dock leaves.
Itchy bum, itchy bum. Who else in touch?
Good morning. Years ago, I remember being at the Point Theatre and we just got off the bus and we were queuing up for a gig. Of course, needs must. A friend of mine was standing in front of me, so I peed into his pocket.
Ew!
How did that even, like, how did...
Come into your mind.
No, but what pocket? Like, was it his pants pocket or his jacket pocket?
I reckon your man just pulled down his zipper.
Yeah.
And just...
let loose.
Into the man's, like, coat pocket, maybe.
Maybe that way, big jacket pocket.
Yeah, yeah. That'd make more sense. 087-102-107. Keep your voice notes, keep your text coming in. Where is the weirdest place that you have had a wee in the past? This is the weirdest talk of all time. Weird places that you've peed in the past. 087-1102-107. Who's been in touch? I think it's been Sarah.
So about 28 years ago, I would have been about 18. I was out for a night after work in Bromley, back in England. And I was waiting for the last train home and all the toilets were locked up and my train was delayed. And between the two tracks, you have a crossover and those gangs of lads down on the tracks and I was on my own. All I could think was to run over the crossover. So I ran up, waited for no one to be there, squatted. And just as I was finished, I looked up and a CCTV camera was pointing straight at me.
No.
I finished. Luckily for me, my train then landed and I ran as fast as I can, got on the train. And hope nobody ever recognised me again.
No, I saw you on Crime Watch there last week.
Have you seen this woman? This needs must.
Yeah, absolutely. Sonia.
I am quite embarrassed about this, but it was a couple of years ago, okay? So the strangest place that I had to do a wheelie, when I really, really needed to go, I actually took a builder man's helmet, done my business, and then put it back. I had to go.
The poor builder.
Like a hard hat.
Yeah. Bob the Builder's yellow yoke.
Not a flat cap.
Oh my God. And then did you empty it out before you put it back, I wonder, or did you just leave it, put it back with the wheelie?
She might have given it a little rinse, that's all.
Oh yeah, fair juice.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
This is Get It Off Your Chest. Who's been in touch, Una?
Elaine has been in touch. She says, hey guys, this isn't actually about me, it's my best friend. So basically, she's been with this guy for 4 years. He wants to work in Canada for a year for his career progression, but my friend has just been made permanent as a primary school teacher. Initially, he wanted her to pack everything and just go with him, but he seemed to be okay with her going over for holidays, etc. He ended up breaking up with her last week. He said she wasn't fully on board and that it was better to make a clean break. Now she's blaming herself and considering quitting her job and going with him.
Oh, no.
The thing is, I don't even think he wants her going now. She's told him she would quit and move with him, but he says it's too late now. And if she was really on board, she would have done it already. There are so many mind games going on here. She is devastated and actually considering resigning from the job she's worked really hard on. I wish I could talk sense into her. Has anyone else been in this situation or a similar situation? And what did they do, Elaine?
Oh, this is so tough for that friend, but also for Elaine in this situation. 087-1102-107. We want you to get involved in this conversation. And anyone who does will be put into the draw to win two tickets to go and see Shania Twain. She's got an exclusive show at Thomond Park in Limerick this day next week, Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. And her special guest of the night is Sophie Ellis Baxter.
Incredible.
087-1102-107. We just want you to get involved in this conversation. Una,
I'm smelling a rat and I'm seeing flags and I think this girl is better off without him. I think he's being manipulative. And the way he said, oh, it's too late now. If you really wanted to come, you would have quit your job ages ago. No, this happened. I think there's another reason and I don't want to say it. There could be someone else.
Oh, I didn't read into that at all.
Well, that's just, you see, my spidey senses are tingling.
I was just thinking, like, going to Canada was, like, just an excuse to break up with her. Like, he wants rid of her, basically. And he doesn't know how to do it in a nice way.
I think so, yeah. I think so. And, like, does long distance really work? I think it does. Because I think if you really love someone and that's the person you want to be with, you're going to make it work, the long distance. And especially with being a teacher as well. Her friend would have time during the summer and during the year to go over. She has the holidays.
Long distance is difficult though.
It's doable. Difficult but doable, especially if you love that person and you can't imagine being with anyone else.
Canada's a long way away though.
It's only 5 hours on a plane.
Yeah, but you can't nip over, can you? You need to go for like 4 or 5 weeks here.
Exactly, but she's got there. But she had the holidays. You know, it could have worked. I don't know. She definitely should not quit her job now anyway and go following him over to Canada, because it doesn't sound like he's on board with her going at all.
No, and you work so hard to become a teacher. Like, I'm sure she's got a degree under her belt, maybe even a master's, and she's probably only got permanent over the last couple of years, because by the sounds of it, it doesn't sound like it's a very old relationship. I feel like they're young. That's my spidey
sense. 4 years is a long time.
It is. It's a long, long time.
To be together and then all of a sudden, well, actually, clean break. I'm going. So...
087-110-2107. Get involved in this conversation. What should Elaine, the friend, do in this situation? Should she tell her to leave him? Let him off to Canada? Should she tell him to go and follow?
And do long distance work.
Long distance work. And have you been in a long distance relationship? I'd love to hear those stories and see how they worked out.
Yeah, 087-110-2107. If you do get a voice note in, you are in with a draw. You are in with a chance to win tickets to Shania Twain at Thomond Park in Limerick this day next week. July 7th, Sophie Ellis-Bextor is there as well. Best of luck to you. Oh, this is deep. Una, remind us again, what's happening?
Okay, so Elaine is worried about her bestie. Her bestie was in a relationship with this guy for 4 years, and he wants to work in Canada for a year for his career progression. But Elaine's friend has been made permanent as a primary school teacher. She's just been made permanent. So initially, he wanted her to pack everything up and just go with him. But then he seemed okay, you know, to her going over just for holidays, etc. Because she's a teacher, she has a lot of holidays. However, he ended up breaking up with her last week. He said she wasn't fully on board and that it was better to make a clean break. Now she's blaming herself and she's considering quitting her job and going with him. And Elaine is like, the thing is, I don't even think he wants her going now. This is a terrible situation.
It's awful, and I actually feel very bad for Elaine as well in this situation. 087-110-2107. Bridget, thoughts?
Okay, so some advice for Elaine for her friend. That fella is just selfish. Jesus. He wants her to give up her career for his career progression, but he's not going to give up his career progression to stay with her when she's got her permanent position and she's got her career also. Absolutely ridiculous not to, you know, want her to be coming out to stay on holidays and stuff like that. He kind of wanted her to live her life according to what he wanted his life to be. And that's not sharing a life with a person. That's trying to control a person. And it's horrible, and she's much, much better off without him. Let her throw herself into her own work. She'll meet the right person at some stage. Let him off. Let him go to Canada.
Quite a lot of people saying that he's quite selfish.
Yeah. Megan says, do not follow that man. What a manipulative person. He does not want that relationship. And if he does, tell her will end within a few weeks and she'll be stuck in Canada. He is selfish and only thinking of his own career. Hers is just as important.
It's a long way to go for someone who you don't fully trust as well.
Yeah, but maybe Elaine's pal actually does think she trusts him, because they've been together for 4 years, so that's a long time.
Yeah, but he's just dumping her.
But she's probably just aching in heartbreak now and just wants to follow him over, which I believe is a bad idea.
Pamela.
One word for that lad who wants to go off travelling. Tiddy pip. Yeah, she's better off. Let him stick with her job. If he wants her that bad, he'll go and work his travelling bug out of his system and come back.
Yeah, that's true. Let him off.
Wow. 087-110-2107. Get involved. Whose side of the story are you on? Or what should Elaine do? I suppose everyone's on the same side of the story, aren't they, really?
Yeah, but what I'm interested in hearing is about, like, you know, long-distance relationships. Are you for them or against them? And have you been in one? And have you made it work? Or did you end up breaking up with the person because it was just too hard?
A voice note or a text, please, on WhatsApp. Get it off your chest.
So Elaine has been in touch with, she's worried about her friend, because basically her friend was with the guy for 4 years. He wants to work in Canada for career progression, but Elaine's pal has just been made permanent as a primary school teacher. So initially he wanted her to pack everything in and move to Canada with him. But then he was like, look, do you know what? She'll be a primary school teacher. We can make this work long distance. You can come over for holidays or etc. However, he's after breaking up with her last week. And he said she wasn't fully on board and that it was better to make a clean break. Now Elaine's pal is blaming herself, saying she just should have made the jump and gone with him. And she's considering quitting her job and going with him.
Sandra and Leash, thoughts?
So I think that Elaine's friend should just let him go to Canada. don't give up her primary school permanent position because she's fought hard to get that. And if she leaves for a year or two or whatever length of time and then comes back here to try and go back to permanency, she's probably not going to be permanent for a long time. She's fought hard, she's done her degree, she's worked hard, she's gotten her position. Don't leave it. If it's meant to be, it will be, and if it's not supposed to happen, it won't happen.
Talking a lot of sense there, in fairness.
Yeah.
087-110-2107. Keep your texts, keep your voice notes coming in. We're going to wrap this up in the next couple of minutes. So this is your final opportunity to enter and win those tickets for Shania Twain in Limerick next Tuesday at Thomond Park. 087-110-2107. What should the friend Elaine do?
So Elaine is worried about her best pal that she has been with the guy for 4 years. He wants to work in Canada for a year for his career. She's after getting a job as a primary school teacher. She was made permanent, so she said, listen, I can't go, but I will go over for holidays. He said fine initially, but now he's after breaking up with her and said, listen, you weren't fully on board, so it's better to make a clean break.
Everyone who got in touch on this topic has been put into a hat. They've been put into the draw for those Shania Twain tickets for this day next week at Thomond Park in Limerick. Alan, what do you reckon?
He's a dirty rat. He has someone else on the go there. That's it. Just dump him and get rid of him. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talking sense once more.
Saying it straight. I was kind of thinking what Alan was thinking. Yeah. Sounds like it.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
Especially that he's breaking up with her. Got a little Canadian girl over there waiting for.
Yeah.
Oh. Rachel.
Bud, I think.
Where are you? Hello. Sorry, I cut you off.
Morning, guys. I think the long distance can work if both people do genuinely care about each other. My fiance actually works abroad. He's currently in France, so he goes for about 2 weeks and is home for like 9 days. And we've been doing this now for nearly 2 years, and it is hard at times. And there is times where it'd be easier to just pack it in and either he moves back full time or I go over to him, and his next job is potentially going to be off the coast of Madagascar, so it'll be even further away. But I think maybe the difference is we're that little bit older, so there's more benefits to it financially for us, and we make it work.
Mm. You see, if you wanted to make it work, I think if you love someone, you love them. If you want them, you want them. So, and you would make it work, but he's like,
this fella doesn't want her.
No, I don't think so. And I know that's awful to hear, just, you know, because she's obviously heartbroken at the moment, but it's better to make a clean break.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.